Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollars. Today, we will be speaking with the CEO of Friday Night Inc., Braden Sutton, to hear about the big news on its Nevada cannabis operations. Las Vegas is well known as a global party capital. Nevada is one of 8 U.S. states that has fully legalized adult use of cannabis. It doesn't take a genius to connect the dots on this business opportunity. In terms of public companies, first out of the starting block and looking to capitalize on this opportunity is Friday Night. This Canadian-based cannabis company already has a significant foothold in this market via its acquisition of Alternative Medicine Association. AMA is a local, vertically integrated Las Vegas cannabis enterprise with cultivation operations and a robust line of retail cannabis products. AMA is presently operating a 12,000 square foot facility with 5,000 square feet devoted to cannabis cultivation, but not for long. On August 25, 2017, Friday Night announced a Nevada land purchase agreement to acquire 1.39 acres of land already zoned for cannabis cultivation. The site is suitable for a 33,000 square foot cultivation facility, providing up to 66,000 square feet of canopy in a two-tiered cultivation model. On October 16, 2017, the company announced that AMA has received preliminary approval by Clark County for this proposed facility. Final approval is anticipated by November 8th, at which time Friday Night will finalize its land purchase and move to quickly commence construction. After a quiet summer where valuations pulled back, Canadian cannabis companies have recently been seeing stronger sentiment and rising valuations again. Today, Friday Night CEO Braden Sutton has checked in to provide the Stockhouse audience with an update on TGIF. I'm Jeff Nielsen on behalf of Stockhouse Editorial, and I have the pleasure of speaking with Braden Sutton. We're here today to get the latest news on Friday Night and cannabis in Las Vegas. Thanks for joining me today, Braden.
Hey, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm sure our audience is eager to hear the latest news, so let me jump right into the questions here. For newer investors, could you briefly introduce Friday Night?
Yeah, absolutely. Friday Night is basically the culmination of quite a few years of gentlemen that were early in the space. It was the team who originally put together Supreme Pharmaceuticals and had a lot of success elsewhere, both public and private. Basically sat around about a year ago and identified, you know, where is the puck going to be, so to speak. Everyone knew that Las Vegas had an upcoming adult use legislation kicking into effect of July 1st of 2017, of this year. And from that, we went down for about 6 months, met with about 50 different groups right in the city of Las Vegas, identified one called Alternative Medicine Association, which really stood out with a team of industry guys that were longtime cultivators and experts in California, both with extraction and cultivation of flower. They'd already really established an incredible foothold. So Quick Flow Health was the vehicle. We entered into an RTO, raised about $7 million to acquire the asset. Went public June 16th of this year, and are currently trading today and enjoying the what is probably already the world's largest adult use market. There's about 50 million visitors annually to Las Vegas, so it's a very dense, a very sort of high per capita use area. So we're quite excited to be right in the heart of it all.
So you've got this great opportunity, and now you're looking to grow. Could you summarize TGIF's expansion plans for cannabis cultivation and inform investors of what comes next?
Absolutely. So there's been a few press releases to the effect of our very ambitious growth plans down there. Vegas is quite a different market than, say, Canada, as example. They're quite small, very limited cultivation facilities. We're in one currently that's about 12,000 square feet overall. We had a news release just on today, November 3rd, which actually alluded to an agreement next door whereby we'll be now growing an additional 10,000 square feet. So currently enjoying right now a run rate at AMA in and around, call it $500,000-$600,000 monthly. So it'll be a nice, according increase in revenue. Second to AMA in the cultivation, distribution, and of course, creation of all the derivative products, we do quite well on the extract side of things. But as well, we have an asset called Infused MFG, which was really a startup 6 months ago and has shocked everyone. And it is a 50-state friendly CBD line, several SKUs, everything from lip balms and skin creams to actual vape cartridges. They just recently announced a pet line. So They've really done exceptionally well. They're again, only a few months since inception and already exceeding sort of the 150K mark, much far ahead of all of our projections. So lots to look forward to in terms of actual canopy space in Vegas, as well as really having a nice, almost like a hedge in terms of the CBD side of the business. I've often said that if you take 10 people, maybe two or three of them will be potential cannabis users, i.e. THC users. That drastically changes with CBD, whereby 100% of the population is a potential customer because, of course, it's non-psychoactive, it's not a controlled substance or regulated in the same fashion. So again, you get everything from skin creams and cosmetics to things like water and even pet food.
So you have these established businesses in Las Vegas, and now you have acquired adjacent land. Will the company require additional licensing for this additional cultivation facility? If so, what are Friday Night's plans in this respect?
Yeah, good question. So the good thing with Clark County, we have an exceptional relationship with the city, with the council, with the zoning board there. So in terms of moving our license, all of the preliminary work's been done. Assuming the property meets the criteria, specifically around electricity, sewage, water. So there's a whole host of things, of course. Also, of course, considering who your neighbors are, there's a number of things in any sort of tight urban environment like that. So as we tackle each one of those items, the movement of the license will not be an issue. And even better than that is that we do have a medical and a rec license, one of the coveted rec licenses in Nevada. So what we're actually able to do is maintain the existing facility, let's just say for argument's sake, for medical, and then move our rec license to the new facility. And then we will have not only no interruption in production, but we'll have a further increase in future production.
Well, that's certainly good news for investors, but let's look at the Nevada market in more general terms. In mid-July, Nevada officially rolled out its first licenses to deliver recreational cannabis to the Las Vegas market. What happened after that?
Well, all hell broke loose. The state of Nevada did something really interesting. I had the good fortune of being in Denver when Colorado went legal, again, then in Washington, later in the state of Oregon, and soon will be California here, January 1st. So there's, and of course, Alaska and other states that have shown some leadership there. Now, when Nevada did it, it almost appeared like they created a really tight market in terms of bottlenecked supply. I mean, right now there is dispensaries that are asking to be open 24 hours. There's dispensaries that are bursting at the seams. And on the flip side, you've got actual cultivators and processors like us, like AMA, which as soon as something is done, we have 10 people that want it. We have to choose one. So it's a horrible problem. Sorry, a wonderful problem to have, but at the same time, quite a dilemma because as you're supplying one company, you're having to say no to other groups or other dispensary teams that want to procure your product. So it's very interesting. It's the price per pound, as an example, as well. Wholesale has gone from 2,000 to well over 4,000. Trim has become exceptionally hard to find, which is a the source for most derivative products, various extracts, etc. So it's a hot market. It's a crazy market. It's the most exciting one I've ever seen by far. And the question now becomes, will once the moratorium is lifted, so on the recreational licenses, real quick, they did put an 18-month moratorium on any new entrants. So once that ends, there'll be, of course, a flurry of new licensees and producers, assuming they can get capital and buildings. So the question now is, who's going to really capitalize and expand over these next 12 to 15 months?
So clearly, the demand is there in the market, and you're now positioned to expand on your own operations. So let's turn to financials. The company will be reporting its quarterly results in the next few weeks. What should investors be focused on when those results are released?
Yeah, so looking forward to that getting out. Now, again, we went public June 16th through a vehicle called QuickFlow. And so this annual set of financials will only include about 5 weeks, so it's 5.5 weeks of that transition. So after June 16th, so we'll make all of the communication to that effect. I think people will be pleasantly surprised with everything, and I personally look forward to our first quarter as Friday Night Inc. Again, as you know, this is bringing in the legacy from the shell. So our next quarter that we announce will be a much easier picture for investors to really peek in, identify margins, and really see all of the moving parts. So looking forward to that.
Gotcha. So this is going to be a transition quarter, so it's going to be a little difficult to see through the details. But looking ahead, what can TGI shareholders expect over the longer term?
Well, over the longer term, I'm proud to say we're in a small group of companies. There's now several hundred, at the last count, it was probably about 400 in North America cannabis companies that are public, that have exposure to the capital markets. We are in a very small group in that we are in and around, let's call it to be extremely conservative, let's call it an 8 to 10 million annual run rate top line. That puts us in a really small group. We're really proud to be there. In terms of AMA operations, it is profitable. It was very early on. I'm very happy to say. So in terms of generating real revenue, we're doing it. I've often said as an investor, my whole career, you can sort of speculate or invest into a good opportunity or a plan, or you can buy into a going concern. AMA is very much a going concern. It's making good money, various sources, and it is quite lean and mean, and adding new teams and scaling up daily. So I think looking forward to, big quarterly earnings and hopefully getting into full profitability by, hopefully even next summer. And so lots to look forward to.
So you have two already established businesses in a market with tremendous potential. Well, let me provide a brief summary for investors. Recreational cannabis plus Las Vegas equals opportunity. As the first publicly listed company to aggressively move into this market, Friday Night has pole position for this investment opportunity. With the acquisition of new cannabis-zoned land, TGIF has significantly increased its capacity to capitalize on this potential. This is Jeff Nielsen. I've been speaking with Braden Sutton, CEO of Friday Night. Thanks for spending time with me today, Braden.
Thank you, Jeff.
For our listeners, thank you for joining us. As always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.